Okay.
The conference will now begin.
Okay. Welcome back, Hezbollah. We're discussing, of course, everything in Torah in general, but of course, as we learn, Blessed Torah, Rabbi Nachman, Rabbi Nelson, we're discussing very important things. And I was thinking yesterday how it's apropos that, as unfortunately for right now, we'll see what happens, but it seems to be Uman's closed for Rosh Hashanah. That we're learning now. The learning, of course, is the main thing, to learn Likutei Halacha, Likutei Maran. And who knows, maybe we'll, that it should open up, the border should open up, people should go to the team of the Rebbe. And we continue. So we are looking for a big Rebbe. We're looking for a big Rebbe because we need somebody who's going to take divine wisdom, supernal light, very large, lofty ideas of a close godliness, and break it down for us and constrict its light into different pieces that we can attain, we can understand, and we can work with and build with. And Rabbi Nelson told us yesterday, he gave different mishalim, right? A mashal itself is an example of constricting das, because you give over a mashal to help somebody understand something bigger. So a mashal for this is the eating of the hair. We said the hair, which is the Rizal tells us the skinny hair is taking very high level light and using the hair as conduits into our brain, right? You take very, very big light, but then it has to be broken down into little pieces when it goes into your brain. But also, he told us yesterday, very important, is that the intellect, the wisdom of God, which of course is infinite, God's wisdom is infinite. It's something that we can't even attempt to understand. It's well above our realm of ability to understand God's intellect, which is infinite. However, HaKadosh Baruch Hu constricted that light into 26 osios of the Torah. Aleph, Beis, Gimel, Dalet, Hei, Vav. All looking different, all sound different. Physically, there's a makeup, they're different, the sounds. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu constricted his light into these 26 letters. Ultimately, when the Torah was written, the different letters were put into different permutations, making words, giving us the Torah Kedosha, to do mitzvahs, to learn from, that we can somehow slowly connect to the divineness of the Kadosh Baruch Hu. So we continue on page 131. Bechinas, so these words are taken from the Tikkuni Zohar. So, of course, it's going to be high level. Sa'ara ukma, black hair. Sa'ara bi'gula, and surrounding hairs. Bechinas shechera ani v'no, which is a bechina of, as we discussed, as the Pasuk in Shir Sharon says, shechera ani, I'm black, v'no, but I'm very pleasing. She's a bechinas, next page, Avram fixing shachas. This is Avram fixing up shachas. So this is totally unintelligible, had you not seen the Torah of Rabbi Nachman Torah Lamed. Rabbi Nachman just quoting these lines, we have no idea what he's talking about. However, the BRI edition that we have, I'm going to literally read from the bottom because otherwise it would be very difficult to understand. So if you have the edition on page 131, we're going to read the bottom two lines, then we're going to turn. So it says, the BRI note here, two additional concepts that the Tikkuni Zohar link with Malchus. Malchus is the manifestation of the lower wisdom, the Chachmat Tatav, which was once a very large, expansive wisdom, was then constricted into smaller pieces that we could chew on, like we're discussing. It's called Malchus, the sphere of Malchus. So the Tikkuni Zohar links two additional inyanim with Malchus, black hairs and surrounding hairs. Similarly, they both represent constriction. Just as the image of a large, next page 132, just as large objects is reduced and constricted into the blackness of the pupil, right, my eye, you have an elephant somehow sitting into my eyeball, somehow, divine wisdom is constricted in the blackness of the hair. The same is true of the hairs that encircle the head. They signify constriction and the indirect explanations that transform divine wisdom into our wisdom so we can understand. And just to finish off, the link between Malchus and blackness is alluded to in the verse, as it says in Shir Shirim, I am shachur, but I'm pleasing. If this relates to the teaching of Chazal that Avraham Avinu instituted shachos. Shachos comes from the Russian shachor, black. For Avraham was the first to constrict divine wisdom in order to instill perceptions of godliness into the common people. Avraham Avinu was searching for something very, very big. And he was Zocha, Kadosh Baruch Hu allowed him to understand in his mind something that is well above the mind, which is God himself. Kadosh Baruch Hu allowed himself to be constricted into Avraham Avinu's mind, just like a Kadosh Baruch Hu can constrict himself into this world. A Kadosh Baruch Hu is much bigger, he's infinite. This world is finite. How did a Kadosh Baruch Hu fit an infinite self into a finite reality? That's the secret called Tzimtzum. That's the secret of taking a Chachma Ilah, a supernal Chachma, a very high Chachma, wisdom, and constricting it into smaller pieces. A Kadosh Baruch Hu did that into the world. A Kadosh Baruch Hu does that into our minds. He does that into the Torah. This whole world are levels, multi-levels, multi-layers of constriction that we have to understand and try to chew up. And we have to find a big Rebbe to take the biggest wisdom and break it down for us. So says Rebbe Nachman on page 132. Now, there's a danger. There's a danger. When you constrict something, it's possible that it's going to lose its flavor. It does lose its flavor. When something was so big and so geschmack, you know, you have a big stadium. You have a big car. You have a car. You have a Lamborghini. Lamborghinis are dangerous, but they're probably geschmack. Now, the little kid goes to the store to buy a little mini Lamborghini, one of the, little cast iron Lamborghinis, you know, one thousandth of its size. Of course it's not going to be as geschmack as the big one. You constricted this big, huge car into this little car. So although you get a feel for the larger Lamborghini utilizing the little Lamborghini, it's not a geschmack. It's a piece of metal. It doesn't even drive. So when you take something so big, so wide, so expansive, and you try to constrict it, if you take the whole ocean and you try to put it into your garbage can, and you jump into your garbage can and you say, oh, look, it's ocean water. Right? You go to the Atlantic Ocean, you take a lot of water, you put it in your garbage can, and you jump in the garbage can. Look, I'm in the Atlantic. It's not as geschmack as going into the Atlantic Ocean. So therefore, we have to be very careful. Says Rabbi Nelson, Utsrichim hachayis as a malchus. When you take something so big, the chochmah, and you constrict into malchus, you now, in a certain way, you killed its vitality. While it was alive in the whole system above, it then became constricted and a little bit dead. You need to be mechayit. You need to give it life. Says Rabbi Nelson, how do you do that? Al yedei or haponim, hameir b'sholosh hagalim. Through the light of the face of the sholosh hagalim, Pesach, Sukkot, Shavuos. What does he mean? So I think what he means is that when you take something so big and you constrict it, when we're talking about wisdom, you're not taking something physical like a Lamborghini and making it smaller. Because a smaller Lamborghini, it is impossible to take a cast iron Lamborghini car and make it into some big car. To drive it. You can't get in. It's not possible. However, by ideas, by mochin, by thoughts, by perceptions, when you take something so big and you make it small, you have not taken away the bigness. All you did is you hid the expansiveness into a smaller package. But if you'd be able to open up that small package, then you'd be able to see. Do you know like those cups, the plastic cups that they have that they go down and you can pick them up? You know, like you go camping, you want a cup. So you have this little cup, but then you, inside the cup, is you just pull it up, and it's the whole cup right there. It's like a straw. You have a straw that has like I don't know what the name of that part is, where you pick it up and you pull it down. It's all there, it's just hidden. So what we need to do is that once we take the bite-sized pieces of Elokus, and it's broken down for us, whether through a Rebbe, through a certain Sefer, we then need to really think deeply and get into the panemius of it, or panem of it, because that's what gives it chias. And you start to slowly see how that piece, that chunk, is really deeper and bigger than it is. You start to open yourself up to that bigger idea which it came from. You start to lessen the constrictedness and open up the expansiveness. That gives it life. By the Shor HaShagolim, what happened by the Shor HaShagolim? Klal Yisrael, they knew they're living in wherever they were living, they were living in Chevron. And Klal, of course, knew that there was a Kadosh Baruch Hu. And they believed that by the base of Mikdash, that the Kohanim were doing Yavoda and Kabbalahs were being shechted. They knew that all. But when they went up 3 times a year, because in the midst of the Kadosh Baruch Hu said, you have to come, Shalosh Pamim, Yiro Kel Zechurcha, you need to see. And they would go to that place, the base of Mikdash, and they would see the Avodah of the Kohanim, the singing of the Levim. They would be totally taken by the awesomeness of that event, of that mind. And that way, it would give life to their Amunah. That Amunah that was maybe constricted in Chevron, when they would go to the base of Mikdash, the place of Das, the place of Chochmah Yilah, even though they didn't necessarily understand everything, they saw that there was something so much bigger than what they originally knew. And that gives it life, that gives it peace. Well, the problem is, Rabbi Nelson, however, unfortunately, one of the dangers when you constrict a high level of wisdom, of godly wisdom, spiritual wisdom, into something smaller, the Malchus can fall. Because the Malchus is also a lashon of Dalid, which is Dal, which is poor. Laharba Malchus. Four is also reference to the four Malchus. The four Shibudei Malchus that we went through, Yavon and Edom. When you constrict something, you're now, unfortunately, allowing the Kripos to potentially take it, and take it where? Shehem Chachmas Chitzonis. Take it to a bad place called Chachmas Chitzonis, secular wisdom. All secular wisdom ultimately comes from something spiritual, because the Kodesh Baruch Hu created everything. Science, math, it all comes from a holy place. Just when you have to constrict the godliness, the spiritual wisdom, and if it's not, doesn't have a shmir, doesn't have a guard, and you're not trying to raise it back up, the Goyim can then take it. They could take it to their sciences, they could take it to Kfira, they could take godly wisdom and come out, you want to know what? There's no God. That's what they can do. When you constrict and you constrict and you constrict, which needs to be done, if there's no shmira, and you're not constantly trying to see, right? There's a certain point where you want to stop constricting and start now expanding again. But if you continue to constrict, constrict, constrict without the proper das, then ultimately your constrictions will be taken by the goyim into secular wisdom. And then we lose some good things. For instance, it used to be that Jews always meditated. But meditation became like a goyish hazah. For whatever reason, the goyim took it. Yidden used to bow down on their knees to daven. Shlomo Melech, Daniel, just clearly took him. They would be on their knees praying. We don't do that anymore because the goyim took it. Somehow we constricted ourselves too much without a shmira, and therefore the goyim took it. So we have to remember that although we need to constrict the das, we need a very special Rebbe who knows how to take something big and bring it down to us, but not too low. So when we start to understand, then we can use each piece as a block to step on to go higher and higher, back to the divine wisdom, back to expansive knowledge, back to our das, which is Zochem Eretz Hashem, to find that Rebbe, to be expansive and connected to the world.
Amen.
Everybody should have a great day.